Joe Manzella. He's running for Lansing City Council. Joe, how are you?
Good morning. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You don't sound too nervous.
It's a beautiful day to vote, and I'm hoping a lot of people do it.
All right, Joe, why should Brittany and I consider voting for Joe Manzella?
Well, the spiel I've been given to a lot of folks, we have a council. A council is a team of eight, and what we have on our council right now, we have folks who can bring labor to the table 100% of the time. We have folks who can reach out to big business leaders, bring them to the table 100% of the time. We have folks on council who can or who have connections to any type of human service and social service that we, you know, that you could think of. What we lack on council are folks who can bring young people to the table and speak for them clearly. What we also lack on council is somebody who can understand what entrepreneurs are going through and who, you know, has the the ability to make policy that doesn't kind of make stuff tough for the little guy. And the third voice I think we need to be bringing to the table that we haven't yet are just immigrants. I touched on it last time we called, too. I mean, that's the only growing population group in the region and in the city. And we need to make sure that we're making proactive policy to bring people into the fold early on.
So do you think the youth and the immigrants and business owners are not being serviced currently by the Lansing City Council in their policies?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just think we could do more, and that's what I intend to do.
What more can you do?
Well, just being there and listening and understanding. And, there's much more to that. I mean, there are parts of Lansing that even I've discovered in knocking all these doors that are just seemingly forgotten. I knocked on doors where folks, they said they hadn't had a politician come by in 20 years, hadn't had a reason to vote in 20 years. And, you know, that kind of stuff. If you can get into those parts of town and actually, you know, give people the idea that, hey, you can get involved, you can make a difference, it's very powerful. And I look back on this experience, it's absolutely incredible just getting this far.
Has the Lansing City Council performed positively or negatively over the last calendar year from your perspective?
You know, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback. We can always do better. There are some things that I would have definitely pushed for the council to do a little bit differently. I really err on the side of doing it right and taking a little bit longer than doing wrong policy or unclear policy and just getting it done to have it done. And there were a couple instances this past year where I really wish we'd taken our time.
Such as?
Well, if we want to get into it, you know, things like, and to come back to it, I guess, beating the dead horse, but medical marijuana, I look at that ordinance. It was rather hastily put together toward the end, and it just, the lack of clarity for, the lack of clarity for folks who own these shops and the lack of clarity for people in the community who want to see compliance with the ordinance, it's just so complicated and not clear that, you know, it doesn't do a service to anybody.
So what could have been done with that ordinance to make it better?
Well, you ought to know the effect of an ordinance upon its upon when it takes effect. And if you don't, then you might want to think twice about passing it. And that's where, you know, that's where I come down. I mean, you've got 500 and 1,000-foot buffers from, you know, any different types of landmarks, and you don't know where all those landmarks are. You're asking these guys and gals to self-certify as to whether they've got their livelihood within 1,000 feet or 500 feet of, any of the restricted areas. It just, it smacks to me of passing the onus of being responsible onto the business owner in an unfair way. Because this is the complicated stuff. This is the stuff that the Planning Neighborhood Development Department can, you know, they can pop out a GIS map and make it pretty crystal clear. But we didn't do that.
All right.
Didn't do that.
We've been talking with Joe Manzella. He is running for Lansing City Council. Joe, good luck to you, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you much. Have a great day.